Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
There is a need at the moment for people to really step up into their full potential and to really follow their heart desires. Most likely you are a healer, or you feel inspired to be a healer. Maybe you are already working as a healer, but you don't know how to step into your power even more. And today I will literally help you shift that, to recode your reality, to recode the way you see yourself, and to have a greater understanding of what it actually means to be a healer, because this is big. So I know that most of you watching this and also watching the replay, you already trust that everything happens for a reason, right? And I was really inspired to do this, you know, sharing with you. And then I started advertising, send the email, put it on social. And then literally 3 hours ago, I had a chat with my beautiful friend and I had a big meltdown. He really cracked me open. He poked me and I didn't like it. And I said, I was angry. And yeah, I cried on the phone and I was like, why is this happening? Like, for goodness sake, like, I'm supposed to have a life in a couple of hours. I'm just not feeling it. I'm such a mess. So we ended up having such a powerful conversation for an hour. Then I went to the gym, sweated out, and then bam, all the downloads started coming. This is why this happens in this sequence. This is really to allow me to share with a greater embodiment of these codes of what it means to be a healer. Because when we start thinking about what it means to be a healer, we are already thinking about things that we have to be doing, things that we know. And actually, being a healer comes more from a place of embodiment. So the way we work on ourselves is going to allow us to serve other people. Because here is the thing, being a healer has got nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with the frequency that we channel to be able to serve others. So our role is to get out of the way so we can actually channel simply the frequency that needs to come through us to allow the other person to receive. So that is very important, because I find that a lot of us, when we feel that we are a healer, we think we don't know enough, we don't have enough tools in our toolbox, like, oh, I cannot repair bones, you know, I cannot heal this disease, you know, like, so it means I'm useless. It's got nothing to do with that. It's like, because when we start thinking this way, it's all about us. I'm not good enough, I'm not this, I'm not that. Well, actually, that's got nothing to do with us. It's got everything to do with being able to channel, being able to serve. Because if the calling is there, it means that we are mission soul. It means that we are here to serve other people, and we serve other people by experiencing humility and saying, basically, I'm just here to serve other people. So I'm going to allow what needs to come through to be able to come through so I can serve. So there are different healing ways. It's not because we cannot repair bones and diseases and these indices that we are not healers, right? That is just a physical level, guys. There is also the mental, emotional, and spiritual levels that we are here to heal and alchemize. A lot of people, we're going to get stuck because we don't see shift happening on the physical level. But if we can start tuning in more into what we experience personally and what the person we work with is experiencing on a mental level, on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, then that can boost our confidence, right? Instead of saying, oh my God, this little thing is still there, my finger's not repaired, like, I'm useless, I'm not a healer, I might as well forget about it. No. It's about understanding that the tools we have in our toolbox are here to help shift frequencies, because everything is frequency. So the physical body is just frequency vibrating at a certain level. Then we have the mental body, frequency vibrating at a certain level. Same with emotional body, yet another level of vibrational frequency. And then we have the spiritual body and light body and so on and so on. So We are simply attuning ourselves to be able to channel a certain frequency, and that frequency is going to come into the soft tissues, into the bones, but it's also going to come into the DNA, therefore shifting. And in the, in the cells, we store emotions that are trapped. So maybe we don't repair the skin and the bones, but we actually allow the cells to shift in frequencies by removing everything that was low frequency stuck there, like all these stuck emotions that basically shut that cell down, and that therefore it trigger a ripple effect of proper physical illnesses. But what we're gonna do by simply channeling those frequency through is to allow the cells to shift, and therefore to start with, there is a purging. So often, like, we start feeling worse than when we were before healing sessions, right? Or the person we work with is feeling worse, but after that, the purging, there is this deep, profound feeling of clarity, of peace, and then energy, life force energy can flow more easily. So when we work on healing, we work with frequency, we work with life force energy. And I'm not gonna go into modalities. Everybody's got different modalities, and it's literally like the big spectrum of healing, right? Like, Reiki is just like one of the healing, modalities. For example, in the body of work that I channel, it's a lot around quantum alchemy and quantum healing, and that we go a lot deeper into, the fractals, the fractal reflection, and all of these alchemy process or the healing process. So here I'm not going to go into any details. I trust that you already have the calling, and we just anyone can channel frequency. It's just by learning, receiving attunements, studying with some, different modalities, we literally remember. It's mostly remembering what's already there. And we also trigger greater awakening, greater ability to channel life force energy through this attunement. Because we do the work ourselves, we can serve others. And this is where I'm coming with this story that happened to me earlier. Because I do the work constantly, like it's kind of like I'm a spiritual growth junkie. But like some of you, like my mom passed nearly a year ago, and I've been doing it. I've been doing kind of great with the grieving process. But as the time comes of the 1 year anniversary of her passing, I knew that I would need some time for myself, and I can really observe that. I kind of have this feeling of I'm a bear and I want to go back in my cave. Like every time I'm in pain, in a lot of emotional pain, this is what I do. I retrieve in my cave. And if people poke you, I'm just gonna go like, go away. And if they keep on poking me, like, that can turn nasty. Like the bear kind of gets angry, like, get the fuck out of my cave, right? And so my beautiful friend did that today. Like we used to chat a lot, and like we had to do a couple of things together, and basically I pulled away from everything. I told him, like, I love you very much, like you're amazing, you're still my friend, but I really need space, I really need space. And for me, it was, I had communicated what I needed, right? So I told him that. And he sent me a text like, like I really need to talk about it, like something doesn't feel aligned. I was like, oh, like, oh, so annoying, so annoying. I don't want to talk about it. I told him I need space. I want him to respect my space. But because I love him, he's such an amazing person, I thought, like, I don't want to lose him as a friend. I'm gonna go online. So we started talking, and he's like, but why do you need space? Like you can't just sit and then just turn your back away from me and not explain why, like what's going on with you, like what's going on in your heart, what's going on for you. And I lost my shit. I was like, I'm so angry at you. I'm angry at you for poking me like this. I told you I needed space, and I don't want to go into details. And then after being like, I'm angry, Alex. I don't want to share about this. And then straight away, bam, tears started rolling down because basically he cracked me open. And what happened is it was this profound wave that was coming of all the repressed emotions. It's like I can cry by myself, when I'm hiding, but no way I'm gonna show it to anyone. Like, I'm gonna show it to any of my friends. I don't have a partner, so it's fine. Even I don't cry in front of my kids. Yeah, sometimes I have a little tear. I'm like, oh, I feel really sad because, grandma, like, mommy's gone, and so on and so on. So I really basically, like, I'm strong. I hold my shit together. So I'm sharing this with you because it's literally walking the talk of doing the work to heal. Sorry. So for me, by going into my cave and processing my feeling, it was kind of healing. Yes, and it's healing through my grief, but only to a certain extent, because when we don't allow other people to come into our field and to hold space for whatever we are experiencing, and it can be emotionally, it can be physically, mentally, or spiritually, then it means that we are very limited, because there is only so much we can see for ourselves, there is only so much we can do for ourselves, and this process of going inward is healthy to a certain extent because I have experienced depression in my life, after having my first daughter, I was really, really bad and I was really like going more and more and more within. So I know that for me, yes, it's good, but to a certain extent, and I have to kind of get out there, but never really allow anyone in because allowing people in li means literally poking on the wound, poking. And how, why does it relate to healing codes, you might ask? Thank you for asking. It's another way to share about this is I used to go and see a therapist back in the days, like, can't even remember, like over 20 years ago. And I thought, okay, I'm gonna go and see that therapist because I feel like I really need help. I need support. And I'm gonna share in 1 month, I'm gonna share everything. We're gonna shift like this and my life's gonna be amazing. Well, 7 months later, I was still crying and crying at every session. And I felt it was going nowhere until the therapist stopped being silent because it was just silence, listening like that, so annoying. But I was just crying, processing my own thing. I was just like, he was holding space, basically, a man. Until one day he told me, Sandrine, I've been really listening to you for all this time and blah, blah, blah. But I really think now it's important to start talking about your father. And he poked me exactly where I needed to be poked. So I lost my shit and I told him there's nothing wrong with my relationship with my father. I don't talk to him, he's shit, and there is nothing to talk about it. Basically, he was right. So he triggered even more pain to allow me to open up. And that was really unpleasant. And I find that a lot of us on our healing journey, we stop at a certain level because there is so much pain. So it's like this big iceberg, right? And we have all of a sudden, like we do all of this work on ourselves. We have all of these light bulbs. We go to see this therapist, that healer, that healer. It's like, oh yeah, great. I've cleared that. Well, wait a minute. Whoop, iceberg coming out. Red alarm, red alarm. All the work we have to still do that is still right there. Very often, like the top of the iceberg is what we understand on a mental level is what we see on a mental level. What we don't know is everything that is under is actually emotional shift and also spiritual shift. So everything like it's also physical because all of these frequencies they are trapped in the body. So the role of a healer is to not only hold space for the other person to process, depending on the modalities you use. Like, for example, I listen a lot. Like, I really listen to the people. I mentor and I coach because the power of like truly listening to someone really allows, people to process so much, to channel so much for themselves. This is why therapists don't talk much usually. I really honor them, really honor therapists because they have so much ability to simply hold space for the person to self-heal. So that is one way of allowing the person to really to start going deep, deep, deep. But then we're gonna start poking the person, and a lot of us, because we are so empathic and so compassionate, we can see the pain. It's like, oh, I can't, like this person is struggling so much already, I can't possibly, poke more. But if my friend today hadn't poked me, the conversation would have ended with me basically being pissed off at me for just, kind of asking me for more than what I could give, and he wouldn't have allowed me to go into the layers I needed to go to really crack open, to really open my heart, and to basically bring our relationship to a new level where I know that I can cry with this man over the phone and he's just gonna simply hold space for me and be there for me without judgment. And then it's gonna make me laugh and it's gonna be really, really nice. So, as healer, when we start seeing our the person we work with going through shift is having no fears about our own abilities to hold space for them. Because as human beings, guys, we are wired. We are wired to connect. We are wired to be there for one another. It's like it's in our genes. This is basically survival of the species, right? We have to be there for the people around us. Otherwise, we that's the end of society. So when we are here for the people we serve, we help them by holding space for them. We are here to mirror. We are here to say, when you share this, like what else is there and why is it there? We ask why and why and why. And we allow the person to process emotions. It is important to realize that when we encourage that into this process to happen for other people, we must walk the talk, which is what I did today. This is exactly what my friend told me. It's like, Sandrine, if you were talking to one of the people you coach, for goodness sake, what would you say to them? I was like, oh, we say to them that it's okay to be vulnerable, it's okay to open your heart, it's okay to cry. Like it's a lot of for a lot of people, it's easier to serve than to receive. So today it's really an invitation for you to also observe how you receive from other people. Because a lot of healers, we are coded as givers. We give, we give, we give, we give. But when it is our time to receive, it's like, oh, I don't need it. I should be able to process it by myself. I have so many tools. I mean, like I work as a healer, as a coach, as a mentor. Why is it that I cannot process that myself? Because we're human, for goodness sake. Like we are human. Our human self needs to be held. Our human self needs to be understood and loved with all the layers and all the messiness that we are. So we can and we are learning to be our own angel, our best friend, our guardian. It's like, I'm like, oh, Sandrine, you're so cute, like you're so lovely, like you don't want to show your vulnerability because you don't want to be a burden for other people, you don't want to push people away with your sadness and your grief, you don't want to do that. Oh, it's so cute, like I don't judge myself for being like that, We always do the best we can with what we have. So it is very important to realize that when we are on the path of serving others as a healer, it is always what we're gonna face is always a reflection of things that we are healing ourselves and alchemizing ourselves. So why is this important to realize that? It's important to realize that because it's one of the biggest blocks that prevent us from serving at the highest. It's because when we start serving others with all our tools in our toolbox, they're gonna start saying things and showing things that are going to be a direct mirror of things that we are processing ourselves or that we have processed in the past, but there's still things that need to be alchemized and healed there. If we don't have enough self-responsibility, if we are not ready to do the work ourselves, we're gonna find all sort of excuses not to do it. We're gonna say, oh, like I'm not good enough, I cannot really help that person, or that person is too much for me, or like we're gonna start finding all sort of excuses simply not to be present, not to hold space, and not to serve, not to get ourselves out of the way. So when this happens for me, for example, I realize that, and I realize that, so yes, people mirror things, but after a while, you process all of that and then it becomes very, very little. So when I realized that somebody I'm coaching, I'm mentoring, I'm working, at healing and alchemizing with is actually really mirroring something that I'm processing, I realized that because I have reactions. So I have goosebumps, or I'm feeling like some kind of emotions arising, or thoughts going like that, like that in my mind. I was like, oh, okay, so this is very interesting what this person is sharing, because it really shows that I still need to work on myself. So I allow that to happen. I acknowledge that intuition arising, and I kind of put like a side note, so then I can serve the person into saying, oh, thank you so much, for sharing this with me, and then continue the session. So this level of self-responsibility of walking the talk really is going to allow us to step into our role as a healer with so much humility, so much humility, so much compassion, but also courage, because healing requires courage code big time, because it's unpleasant. If it's healing on a physical level, it's very unpleasant. We're in pain, like the body shit. So it's unpleasant. When we're healing emotionally, it's painful because we look at sides, like some aspect of ourselves that we dislike. This is why it needs healing, because it's unbalanced. It's not aligned to the magnificent eternal soul that we are. Now, our human is in pain. It's the same with healing certain mental processes, like it's like mental loops of drama, for example, of victimization, or like limiting belief that we say, like we need to heal that. It's unpleasant. So we have to be courageous. Like no shift happen with a lack of courage. It's not by sitting on the couch watching Netflix, feeling sorry for ourselves that we're gonna heal anything into our life. That doesn't happen. Like for that, we have to take aligned actions, and to take aligned actions is being courageous. So to really activate the healer within, this like first it's realizing that it's not about us. It's not about us at all. It's about the frequency that we are here to bring through. And we bring it through our hands. If we work with hand placement, we bring it through our heart portal, because a lot of the time we actually heal from the heart. So like in the Fractal Shift online course that I have just released, which is amazing. Like it's a proper new body of work that I'm so privileged to channel. So it's like a channeling from source, and I co-created with Advanced Star Races. And through this body of work, we really are here to shift all of these, systems inside of us, so we can really serve others and we can really self-heal. So when we start anchoring into that, then we can serve others, realizing that it is not about us, it is about serving others from the heart. So in that body of work, everything comes from the heart. Like we don't even talk about the mind anymore, because everything is so, like the heart portal is so worked on that we start vibrating from the heart, and the electromagnetic field of the heart does the work of healing, because the electromagnetic field of the heart can literally be measured like meters away from the body. So when we start working with this kind of quantum shift that I'm channeling, is like the heart portal is literally going like super, super far away. So it means that all the people around us, they're gonna start perceiving this frequency, they're gonna start receiving the frequency that we shine from the heart. So that's such a powerful way to heal others. It's by actually, we don't heal others, we are simply so heart-centered. So connected to sun, so connected to the earth, that we are constantly channeling life force energy from the heart, with so much love and compassion and humility, that we shine those frequencies that other people are going to receive. And it's an invitation for them. It's an invitation for other people to really bring those frequency in, and to allow that to be processed through each and every one of their cells by removing low frequencies and activating the higher level of frequencies present within each and every one of their fractal. So this is the third thing that's very important to realize, that as a healer, we serve others by getting out of the way and working from a place of love, right? Because if you are interested in healing others, it's because you love them. Yeah, like we love humans, right? We love humans so much. And we love our spirit guides, and we love God, and we love the earth. I mean, we have so much love, and just really like anchor that in, you know, like really realize that it is not about us being good enough or not good enough. No, it's about this heart desire that is there for a reason. The heart's desires are so many seeds planted by the soul, are so many signs of our purpose. So if we allow ourselves to really look into a heart desire of working as a healer, of channeling these frequencies to serve other people, to heal ourselves also, because we deserve it, because we are kind of course, you know, receive all of that for ourselves as well. When we start really channeling that in, we completely get out of the way, and this is when literally miracles happen, because we are here simply holding space. So that is the first thing, realizing that the more we shift, the more we open, the higher we vibrate, the more we can tap into higher and higher level of frequencies and vibrations, because we work with such so much love that the frequency we channel, they are very very advanced. They are purest and purest the more we get out of the way. So the second thing to really anchor the healer within is to realize that every time we are in a session with a person, is that that person is going to most likely start mirroring things that we still have to process to a certain extent, you know, heal and alchemize. So we take note of that, so we know that we can walk the talk afterwards, because when we start shifting, we can hold more life force energy. It's literally what my friend told me earlier today when I started having, you know, like crying and was having all of these emotions arising. It's like, Sandrine, you do realize that by, you know, shifting all of these frequencies of bottling up so much, you know, of hiding so much in your cave, by allowing yourself to be seen and held by me, then it means that you like literally shifting low frequencies from your being, allowing higher level of frequencies to flow in so you can serve others. And this is where he got me, because I was like not liking, and it's like, hey, this is what's going to shift you, Sandrine. You're here to serve others, right? So think about this. Do the work. Cry. Be vulnerable in front of me. It means that you will be a more powerful coach, a more powerful healer, a more powerful alchemist. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Yes, okay. I can do it, because it means that I will serve others. So if you like me, don't, if there's aspects of your life, of your personality, of your human, you know, of your emotions that you also avoid looking into, you can tap into the divine knowing that honoring that, shifting that will allow you to be more there for other people, which ultimately it's what we want. We want to be there for other people as we are here for ourselves. So, right? It's like walking the talk. Other people are mirrors. There is just something that I would like to share with you, because it's quite, I feel it's quite interesting for a lot of people on this path. It's like there is a big difference between healing and alchemizing. So the healing process is to really going into the wounds, working with the inner child and the trauma, and see why and how and when, and like allowing the emotions to arise, and like that is the healing part, right? Is to taking time, holding space, doing the process, going to the root of the thing. So constantly working like this. And then there is the path of alchemy. And the path of alchemy is available to us at every moment. Every time we feel something arising in our field, we can shift instantly like that by alchemizing the frequencies. And if that doesn't work, then we know that there is healing to be done. So what does that mean, Sandrine? It's like when you are, for example, being poked, when you are being triggered, you are observing. It's like, okay, I'm observing that this person with what this person is saying, it's really triggering me. Like, can I alchemize this? Can I alchemize this simply by feeling, by acknowledging it? Okay, I acknowledge that I'm feeling angry right now. Stupid example, typical me in my car. Whew, I'm feeling really angry right now because this person in front of me is going so slow. For goodness sake, it's 100 on the motorway. It's not like 80. And then I observe that and I instantly alchemize it by laughing at myself. It's like, look at you, Sandrine, being so judgmental again and going into that wormhole again. Is it really what you want to be doing? And it's like, just 2 more minutes. Blah, 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 blah. And then, yeah, it's done now. I don't need to go into details. I'm just alchemizing this, like sending that person like beautiful vibes, you know, like, thank you so much for being here to allow me to observe my process, to see what I need to shift and to, you know, to shift in instantly. So like, that's alchemizing. I don't need to go into details on why and how this, you know, this reaction was there to heal emotionally around the fact that it's very triggering for me to drive behind slow drivers on the motorway. My apologies if one day it's you, like driving in Wellington. I won't say what car I drive, so you never know it's me. Anyway, so like that is alchemizing. It's like in the moment you realize what is going on and you're choosing higher frequencies available to you in this moment. So instead of going into the lower fractal reflection of the experiences, you're going into the higher fractal reflection of the experiences, higher frequency of I laugh at myself with so much compassion. Oh, look at Sandrine, beautiful human, being so triggered by snails on the road. He's so cute, he's so cute. But like, let's love these people, you know, like I like not much. So you understand the difference, right? So every time something is arising in my field, I have this instant like understanding of, oh, like, yeah, there is something here, there is something there, there is something there. And then kind of alchemize, yeah, alchemizing, alchemizing, alchemizing until we encounter something that is bigger. And we know it is bigger because basically the situation is presenting itself a lot more. We find that we are overthinking about it. We constantly think about it, think about it, think about it. And life keeps on poking. Life keeps on sending signals like, yeah, there's more to this, there is more to this, there is more to this. So there we go into healing. It's like, why do I feel like this? When did I start feeling like this? And what are my reactions? What are the emotions? Where is it located in my body? So like, it's amazing to be able to tune into your body, by the way, because everything is stored in the physical body. And if we don't go into embodiment of healing, if like truly, you know, get rid of the low frequency from the cells, it's just going to continue, you know, self-perpetuating. So in the Fractal Shift online course, actually, that, you know, I have channeled, that I keep on channeling this amazing body of work. We work with archetype and star races. So there's all of these tools where we can literally see our physical body through all of these different quantum technology. And we can start isolating the one cell, you know, the one cell that shut down because of a trauma when we were little. And then we work on alchemizing and on healing the cells. So basically it's removed from the body. It's not there any longer. It creates this ripple effect on multidimensional level, you know. So we go and we isolate the cells and we can see like many cells or one cell. It's just so next level, like working with holograms from the Andromedan star race. They are very advanced with so it's like hologram representation of yourself. But I'm not going to go into details because it's quite advanced, advanced quantum healing and alchemy. But if you are interested, you know, this online course is available now and it's on my website. If you are ever keen into diving deep into this advanced body of work. Okay, thank you, Lisa. How can we remain grounded with channeling such high frequencies? I often find my gut can get a bit funny. Oh, I love this, Lisa. Thank you so much. Yes. So the gut brain, so like in the guts we have our brain, and it's all about the instinct, and it's like the intuition that is linked to the amygdala. And that really relates to the lower frequencies that are present within the self or the other person, and that around frequencies such as danger, fear, alarm, and all of that is gut. You know, like if you go into a very creepy place full of ghosts, you're gonna have this literally, it's a gut instinct. Get the fuck out of here. If you walk at night in a dark alley and you can start hearing, you know, noises behind you, it's like this gut instinct, like choo-choo, start running, you know, like not crazy, start running. So, like when we start experiencing things in the gut, it shows that we are dealing with very low frequency, so it's very important to keep on breathing through that, to drink a lot of water, and to make sure that our digestion and gut system is very healthy. So there are so many tools, you know, that can be used for this, Lisa. I'm sure that you have your tools in your toolbox. I would say that this often relates to this really primal instinct that we are clearing from other people. And if we feel it very strongly ourselves, it's because it's still things that we have to heal ourselves. So most humans have gut problems. We have gut problems because of the food we eat, the water we drink, that everything basically it's toxic and polluted. And eating meat also, like you know, like meat actually can stay in the physical body for up to 8 years. So it's basically like it's full of rotten flesh. So I have a friend who's he's like he works on ambulances, and he says like, sorry, it's a bit gross, guys, but I thought it was mind-blowing that basically what he has people with like, you know, like pretty bad wounds with gut open, they instantly know if that person is a meat eater because it smells like death. It smells like rotten flesh, and it's because of the all the rotten meat inside the body. I was like, oh, not gonna happen to me, thank you. It's like been nearly 5 years with no meat, so it's very important to have a very healthy digestive tract and gut system. So when we start healing others, we don't get so triggered in our own gut. So now something that is coming, they say also remind people that we are experiencing upgrades ourselves, you know, like our galactic team, our Earth team is kind of working on us, like with cosmic shard surgery and opening up to new codes and so on. Then it can trigger simply like gut bloating and so on, like very big belly, because we are processing. So we are processing, removing all of these low frequencies. And when low frequencies are removed in the physical body, they need to get, you know, to get out. So very often it's go down there. And something good to do is to sweat actually. Like I make sure I sweat nearly every day. So instead of getting bloated, I'm just very sweaty. For me, it's more manageable. I like it. So, very interesting question, Lisa, around the gut being funny. Also, the other aspect of your question, yes, we're working with very high level of frequency. We do get a little bit high, lightheaded or very lightheaded. Yeah, I get that a lot when I channel, trans-channel, or even like this. It's like, ooh. So yes, it's working on all grounding practices, right? Like connecting to the earth with the soles of the feet, massaging the feet, walking bare feet outside, hugging trees. Alex is starting a club if you live in Bali and you're interested. Alex would love to have a hugging tree club, right, Alex? So any kind of grounding is extremely important. So when we work as healers and channeling frequencies, it's also important to work with the earth realms. And a lot of us, we kind of forget about that because like star races are so cool, but there's also all the earth frequencies that are here to help us. So what I do is that I really connect to the core of Gaia, and I ask Gaia to send me all, you know, all her energy basically. And I feel like whoo, like this, and it's very, very like boom, intense, like pinning me down. And I feel like just give me all the nutrients, all the energy that you can send me, so I can, you know, heal myself, alchemize myself, but also serve others. And it's working with the frequencies, the grids of the earth, and also earth elementals. So working with like tree spirit and fairies and dragons and giants, like all part of the earth realm. So they are all here as well, so they can balance the frequencies we channel in our field as well. If Lisa, you're familiar with going into alternate realities around Lemuria, for example, that is also balancing with working with more earth frequency. So all of that I go in depth in the mastermind that I'm gonna start in February, working with the earth elemental and star races. So like balancing these polarities to heal and alchemize the self and others. So yeah, like grounding, grounding, grounding. And after the session, it's always create space for the self. So after a trance journaling session, for example, I have at least 3 hours. So this is why now I only do two max trance journaling session a week, because the frequencies are so powerful that I'm basically like I out in the fairies with my galactic team for another 3 hours until I can feel very grounded. So I allow space before to really ground myself. So before a session, I take an hour to ground and to be really, really present and connected through my vertical axis. And then after, I allow 3 hours before having any kind of activities. I don't want to have another session, but maybe I have a, you know, like a coaching call or something like that. So it's really like understanding on how you work. Because the way I work is not the same way as everyone works. So they say that a lot. So I'm just gonna open up my channel now, because you see, like I'm thinking out of my rational mind what I'm supposed to be saying, and that's not working. So this is when I realize, oh, something is not working. How can I alchemize that? Well, I can alchemize that by shifting frequency. How do I shift frequency? I open up my channel, and I can always trust my channel because my guides are amazing. So I'm just gonna allow my guides now to come in and to take over. So it's not about me thinking about what I must say, but it's allowing them to feel in the field of the people, you know, present here and also on the replay about what needs to be shared. So they say a very important understanding is to realize that the notion that we bring in our field when we think that we heal is already coming from the understanding that there is something wrong with us. And this is why they prefer, and this is why they teach me to teach others to use alchemizing instead most of the time. Because when we go into alchemizing, it's like we are channeling from our power, we are channeling from oneness. It's like we are literally experiencing all the frequencies within the self, and we choose to experience the highest level of frequency available to us. When we go into more of a healing mode, it means that there is a trauma, it means that we are broken somewhere, so it means that there is something wrong with us. So they say it's very important when we start going into healing. Healing the cells, the physical body, healing the emotion, healing the inner child is like we are healing the human. The human, always they say, like, talk about the human. You are healing your human because the soul and the human are not the same, not the same frequency. So when we talk about healing, we talk about this physicality at this time and space, in this time and space reality, understanding that it is right here, right now, because at every moment we have available to us the infinite possibility that reside within the quantum. And in the infinite possibilities residing within the quantum, there is also the possibility that we don't need healing ever again, because we have actually tapped into the highest identity available to us, highest timeline available to us, where we are whole, where we are healed, where we are one already. So when we go into healing mode, it's realizing that we are here to support the human catch up to the frequency of the soul, because that's the human, that's the physical, mental, and emotional bodies, each vibrating at different level of frequencies that need healing. This is not the soul. So it's like the soul, like our infinite self, is acknowledging, okay, so human needs assistance. I'm gonna be there to, you know, to help my human heal and alchemize. Also, maybe to help that human heal and alchemize. How do I do that? I do that by trusting, because I am the infinite spark of the divine. Am I not? Are you not? Are you not the infinite spark of the divine? Yes, you are. You completely are. We all are. So when we start tapping into this infinity, that we are, we can realize that of course, I can serve myself. Of course, I can serve others. That's got nothing to do with me. It's simply tapping into my soul, into my pure alignment, connecting to the earth frequency, connecting to the galactic realms, tapping into the heart of the supreme consciousness. So I can channel this and I can be there to serve the human that needs my assistance. I can be there to help shift frequency on physical, mental, emotional level so the human can have a shift in vibrations gonna be bring it closer to matching the soul frequency. This is how we start reaching soul alignment, by the way. It's by bringing the human levels, physical, mental, emotional, to more oneness, to more harmony, to more alchemy. So this package of the human can start matching the frequency of the soul, which is very big because the soul is eternal. The soul has all the codes residing. So, to a certain extent, we are all healers because we are the spark of the divine. We are the universe. The universe is present within us. So, of course, we can heal. Of course, we can alchemize. But it's like not all of us have that as a mission. Not all of us have that as a purpose, you see? Sometimes it arises in our field that I want to heal. I want to work as a healer. And we give it a try for a moment with certain modalities, but it's not really that. So we're going to start trying something different and starting something different because we are activating certain codings that reside within us until eventually all of this that we have started activating, all of that makes sense, you know, bam, the package is here, ooh, soul, full soul purpose, soul mission, fully activated. So it is very important to always remember that what we alchemize and what we heal is the human, it's not the soul, because the soul is eternal. So they say it is important also to remember that, for example, when we work with past lives, soul retrieval, like this is something I used to do big time, like for years, you know, working as a spiritual healer, I would work with soul retrieval and fragments of souls lost in different places. And, you know, like my fragments of souls that are with other people, it's actually not as such the fragments of souls that we work with. It's not so much soul retrieval. It is more the soul carries the mental body with it through time and space realities. So the mental body still carries the memory of a past trauma that happened in an alternate reality. And that is what we work with because the soul is whole always. Thank God. Otherwise, we'd be fucked. Otherwise, there would be no more of us because, you know, like, I don't know about you, but I know that I've been, you know, traveling for a pretty long time. You know, if I had to lose my soul every time I experience a trauma, there would be no more of me. So it's very good to know that the soul is always whole. And it's very important to know because it means that when we can tap into that oneness, the infinite power of our soul, then everything is there. Everything we did, we can just get out of the way and allow the process to happen with so much love and fluidity. See, it's very good, right? To step out of the mind, to alchemize whatever is happening so we can open up the channel. It's pretty cool, isn't it? Not everybody is working the same way. Thank you, Bukya. You're my girl, Bukya. Yes, not everybody is working the same way. Ah, thank you so much, Bukya. I love you. So, we are all unique fractals. So, we are all universe, but we all have activated codes differently. We all have different personalities, different egos. We want to get rid of the lower ego, but we want to cultivate the higher ego, which is our quirk, our spark, our personality, you know, what makes us like a cool human to hang out with, right? So we all channel in different ways, we all heal in different ways. And I don't know about you, I would love to hear that, but I have worked and learned so many modalities around healing, like Reiki, Edina, and like emotional release and all of these things. And they're all great, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not here to, you know, condemn anything, not at all. But always so limitative. This was like, this is how you do it. This is how you do that. This is where the hands go. This is what you're gonna concentrate on. It's like, Where's the freedom in that? There's no freedom in that. It's too limited for me. As soon as I started doing Reiki, I was like full on cosmic surgery working with advanced star races. Because it didn't fit in the freaking box, I was like not allowing me to open and channel even more of that until one day I was like, let's put the Reiki outside completely and let's just do my thing and I just went next level. So it is very important to tune into yourself and to allow yourself to fucking smash the box down. Because all box, all around modalities that are limited, saying this is how you do it, bam, 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 chuk, 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 that's outdated reality, guys. That is not 5D new earth. 5D new earth is having this level of empowerment. My cat is going crazy, like really literally crazy. She's gonna settle down. She might attack me. You might have some entertainment. Yeah, she never does that, but you know. So it's like having this level of freedom and mastery of trust of our soul connection that we are basically embracing whatever comes through working with this frequency, that way, this quantum technology coming down, this cosmic surgery arising in our field, these star races, these earth elementals, these dragons, you know? It's like having so much trust in our channel, so much trust in the frequency we feel that we just go for it basically. And this is where the body of work that I channel is so revolutionary. This is why it's happening to me, I guess, because I've always been like, too narrowing, too narrowing, too narrowing. Is there something, please, that's going to allow me to be free and to experience? Because this body of work is literally that. My role as a channel is simply to channel the body of work with as much purity as possible and to present it to the student. So if the students are here present, receiving it, fully embody their own trust in their own divine channel, frequency, healing, healers, then the student can basically receive the frequency and just start working with it the way they like. And I love it because like some of my I love it, Alex. Like some of my students, they are triggered by that. Like I have this beautiful, beautiful, amazing student, Lauren, who is now working in my mastermind. She's the quantum healer in my mastermind. And like maybe 10 months ago, when she started working with me, she was still learning kinesiology. And same thing, too narrowing. So I never told her stop, you know, learning kinesiology. I will never say anything like that. People do what the fuck they want. So she continued learning kinesiology, and at the same time, you know, like she was learning from me, from like this new body of work, opening her intuition, starting working with star races and quantum technology. And then one day she told me recently, Sandrine, are you gonna finally tell me how to do it? And then she looked at me, I know you're not gonna do it because it's exactly the opposite of what you are bringing. And I was like, yes, she gets it. So she was triggered in that way. And she had so much understanding of her own process that it was very challenging for her to trust her channel entirely, to realize that she never liked the frame. But when she was given the freedom, she didn't know what to do with it. So that was such a powerful moment for her and such a powerful moment for me to realize I'm doing it. Like it's exactly, I'm fucking fulfilling my purpose of being able to channel a body of work that's gonna revolutionize the healing and the alchemist and like the light leaders, because it's not only for healer and alchemist. I also have people working with me who don't work as healer and alchemist, but that's mostly, you know, like that's the kind of the core of the crew, the bigger crew, right? Is that to allow people to be so anchored into their divine uniqueness that they receive the content, that they trust their channel, they trust their abilities, and that they go for it. And oh my God, guys, like the quantum shift happening are just phenomenal. They are phenomenal. And I'm not doing much. I'm not doing like, I'm just channeling something and not giving people what they want, which is a frame, because that's why they come. You know, they come because they don't want the frame, because they're like me. Because when we start working with people, so if you're a healer, a channel, you know, alchemist, and so on, or a mentor, like the people that work with you, very often they're coded very similarly to you. Like, so they're gonna have similar quirks maybe, and similar likes and dislikes, and similar need in terms of spiritual expansion. So for me, I'm not surprised that I have, people, more and more, people coming in my field as students who are, they are rebellious at heart, They've had enough. They've had enough of boxes and frames and so on. So they come because they need freedom. And I'm here to anchor freedom. So yay, good match. And they also love working galactic realms and advanced star races and earth elementals. They just love depth, they love to understand the architecture of things and to go deeper and deeper. So when you start working, with people, it's interesting to also have that in mind. It's like, oh, like we have family, like we're family, and it brings so much even more heart opening, because then you can serve from yet another place of embodied love. It's like, oh, like it's my family. I love them so much, like could hang out and go for coffee and have like galactic weekends going on and so on, which we have actually in my mastermind. We have like 4 days of galactic, hangout, for these events. So yeah, that's really, really important. If to awakening the healer within is to realize that you're very unique, very, very unique, and that yes, it is amazing to have to learn. Like I learned so much receiving all of these attunements from all of these modalities. Don't get me wrong, I certainly do not regret anything, and like they're all very valid. Like so many people have massive breakthrough working with Reiki, working with kinesiology, we can like a therapist, like thank God, please more people also like that. I'm certainly not condemning that at all, but it's like when we start filling our tools of toolbox and we have all of them, it's like realizing, okay, thank you very much. Now I have all of this. How does it relate to me? How do I feel? How can I channel that in the moment? How can I use all of that to serve my tribe at the highest, to serve my people at the highest? And this is really stepping into our power. And we step into our power with so much humility, realizing that we are simply channeling frequencies of the divine here to shift other people. So yeah, that's powerful. Like, thank you so much, Booker, for like letting me know where I was at, because I feel like it was, I really wanted to share that. So thank you. Well, thank you, Alex. Alexandra sharing. I agree, freedom is so important to literally allow us to go with the flow in the moment. I studied angelic Reiki, which is very different from regular Reiki, which is also studied, and I didn't resonate with. Yes, that's excellent. You see, like keep on learning, keep on opening up, because like we learn, we relate, and all of a sudden we like, well, some people they are satisfied with that, but I've never been satisfied with that. So if we're not satisfied with that, it means that there's more learning to do. So if we are unsatisfied with what we have learned, it's like, oh, great, amazing, need more, need more, need more. There's so many things, so many things out there. Love it. Thank you for sharing. Does anyone have any question? I love it, Alex says that, yeah, Jesus did that. It's shifting people into the highest timeline and instantly here. Yes, definitely. Like, there's so many like miracles happening. It's like, we trust so much that we are already, that there is no other possibility that really anchoring into that frequency of being like being whole, being healed completely, being vibrant and super healthy. Because any system is limited by itself. So we get to learn to extract what resonates and the shift out to create our own framework. Bam, yes. So it's important, guys, if you are on this call, you will love this to know that at the moment there is a lot happening on a physical level for certain humans that are being shifted into 5D body, fifth dimensional bodies. And this is why, like This is also why, Lisa, you might be experiencing some like pain in the gut, but it also manifests into like having pain in the muscles, into the lower back, in the head, in the shoulders, kind of this pain in the joint. It's because basically we are being shifted into our fifth-dimensional bodies. So it means that when we start unplugging from the lower matrix systems, we start reclaiming more and more of our freedom. We can channel more and more life force energy. So basically, we slow the aging process down. So we're gonna expand the lifespan, but we're also going to reclaim more vibrancy, healthier skin, healthier hair, healthier teeth, healthier everything. And all of that is shifting into fifth dimensional body because, yeah, that they say like basically human bodies at the moment, they are constantly under trauma. Like constantly from the environment, the food that we eat, and so on. So this is why it's so important to keep on deepening our connection, with healthy food and healthy water. Because as we shift into a fifth dimensional body, there is a lot of purging that happens. Therefore, importance to sweat, sauna, exercising, and so on. Like sweat, moving the body because the toxins get trapped in the joint. So it's all very good to kind of sit in meditation and heal by shifting frequencies. But if we don't move the body, if we don't sweat, if we don't exercise the muscles, then that's gonna, it stays there, it stays in the tissues, it stays in the soft tissues and the bones and so on. So we must work with the physical body. And this is where a lot of healer also, this is what a lot of healer forget. It's like, we need to work with the physical body, embodiment, embodied healing.
If you enjoy this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sandrains.com, for more information.